The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 291, Who is Ralph?
Wait a minute. Ralph? Who is Ralph?
He didn't say. Just that it was some guy in D.C. that may need his help.
John, you may have stumbled across a matter of national security.
I don't understand. Is this guy Ralph a terrorist?
Since you've been vetted by the CIA, I take it you have at least a secret clearance.
Of course. Why?
Because Ralph isn't a someone. Ralph is a something.
I don't quite understand. What do you mean Ralph is a something?
Well, it's beyond my pay grade to tell you. I'll just say that the code name for an operation is Ralph, and I'm going to text you Kate's number. She's with Homeland Security and is working on a case in Florida that has direct ties to Ralph. Now, she needs to know everything Kolkoff told you. It directly affects her case.
All right. Well, this suddenly got very interesting.
That's putting it mildly. Does Kolkoff want to meet with you at any time soon?
Well, I'm guessing that he does. He wants to find out more information first. I believe he plans to get back to me.
There's a possibility that this is so important that he'll take the time to fully investigate you before making any kind of move. You need to speak directly to your CIA handlers. Let them know what's happened, and you're going to need to maintain your cover.
Oh, I had planned on doing that, but I wanted to check with you first to see if you had any idea who Ralph was. And now I know.
Ah, I see. This will make you look pretty good in the eyes of the CIA. Smart move, McMillan.
I thought so.
Be careful how you present this. They might want to know how you know Ralph isn't a person.
I'll just say Kolkoff let it slip that it was Operation Ralph and not Mr. Ralph.
All right, good luck. Be sure to give Kate a call. She needs to know this.
Will do. Thanks.
I can't believe it. Kolkoff is part of Ralph?
I know, right? This whole thing is starting to sound like a soap opera. So now what do we do?
I say we go in with guns blazing and level the place.
What are you talking about? What place?
Nowhere. I just always wanted to say that. So, boss, what do we do? Sit here and twiddle our toes?
Thumbs, Sam. Thumbs, not toes. But yeah, we're still here and twiddling. This is out of our jurisdiction.
I wouldn't worry too much, Sam. Kate'll turn to us and Perriman for research, I'm sure. Knowing Jim here, he'll get involved one way or the other.
Now what's that supposed to mean?
It means you and Kate were partners way too long for her to keep you out of this.
Yeah, my money is on her calling you for help.
Well, until that time, we'll continue with business as usual.
Great! That means it's chow time!
Captain, I have a buyer for that crate of proton packs. He's willing to pay 1,200 units for them.
Tell him it's 2,000. You can negotiate down to 1,500, but no lower. Remind him that there are other interested buyers.
Yes, Master.
2,000. You really think you can get that much for a case of proton packs?
When the closest supplier is on Titan IV, yes, I believe 2,000 is more than fair.
Interesting. And just how many of these cases do you have?
200.
200? Does this buyer know that?
Of course not. This is an exercise in supply and demand.
And if he discovers you have more than one when he thought the supply was scarce?
We simply found more than we didn't know we had.
And if they take offense to your clever deceit?
Sprague will show him his eviscerating claw.
I believe that would deter them from taking action.
Aside from these power packs, do you have any other items of great value?
Thousands, my friend. Once we have fully saturated Cali City, we will continue on to New Market. There, the demand is high for everything.
Then why not start there?
Cali City is the seat of government here. This is where the wealthy choose to live. We can double, even triple the asking price, and most don't even blink. We unload the high-end items here and then move on when their sun rises tomorrow.
Truthfully, Zardoz, I am not eager to stay here for very long. I'm sure that those bounty hunters are searching for me.
There are many destinations we could have visited. They have no way of learning which one we chose.
Still, I agree with the General. We shouldn't be in one place for very long.
If you'll excuse me, I need to check on things.
We'll be fine. Do you mind if we blend in with the crowd and get a sense of how you are being received?
I think that is a splendid idea.
Really, General, we're just going to move around in the crowd.
With special intent, God. We need to see what kind of interest there is and what people are willing to spend. This will tell us if this piracy life is advantageous or not.
Are you doing this to decide on whether or not we should stay?
Don't even give that a thought, God. I want to see how many units they get for this one haul. We might consider relieving them of it.
Now that is something I can understand.
I can see Thornton in my mirror. They caught up fast.
I imagine they're pretty anxious. They've been tracking Meredith from New York to Canada and then back to New York and now Florida.
Yeah, he certainly has been giving them a run for their money.
Hopefully their chase will soon be coming to an end.
Their chase and ours. The market is coming up soon on the right. If they don't turn there, your pursuit of the Lees will literally take off in a new direction.
I don't even want to think about that now. The whole time I'm down here, I have no idea what's going on in D.C.
Are you talking about that whole Operation Ralph thing?
It's like fighting a war on two fronts.
I'm sure your superiors will notify you if there are any developments in the case.
I know, but I can't shake the feeling I'm missing something.
There's nothing you can do, even if something happens there. You just need to concentrate on the here and now.
I know, but it's always going to be there in the back of my mind. Okay, back to this case. It's Scarlet. Hey, what's up?
I was hoping you could tell me. Do you have any idea where they're going?
Our best guess is a Chinese market up ahead on the right. If the shipment is tied to the lease, that's right where they'll head.
And our suspects?
The odds of them just pulling up behind the van are off the chart. They have to be involved.
We're pretty sure they are Meredith's rage handlers. Can you tell how many there are in the car?
Two in the front and one in the back.
Then there's a good chance Meredith is in there.
I just want to caution you. As you know, rage operatives won't surrender easily.
Oh, believe me. I know. I was one, remember? We're ready for them. Hopefully the task force will help take them down. Do we have any idea of friendly forces out here?
There are a couple scattered throughout, but I don't know who's who. Best thing to do is to treat everyone as a non-IDF.
Understood. If our suspects turn in, we'll follow you. If they continue on, we'll tell them unless they get on I-95.
If that happens, call me. We have air support. They can call a mobile unit to stop them. They'd have probable cause since they're operating a vehicle with stolen plates.
Sounds good. We'll know real soon. The market isn't too much farther, is it?
We're getting close. Stay on the line.
Will do.
If they turn into the first entrance, we'll go on to the second one. We can still get behind them from there. If they're making a delivery, our team in the back will keep an eye on things. We can always go in and do some shopping.
And you said they have a man in there?
Yes, he'll be watching everyone inside. We will monitor him from the parking lot and go in if needed.
All right, turn signals on. Scarlet, did you hear us talking about going to the next turn-in?
Yes, I did. We'll do the same if our suspects follow the van. If not, we'll follow them until they get on 95. That is, if they get on 95.
All right, stay with me.
There they go. We'll take the next turn.
Okay, Scarlet. Both targets are headed to the market. Follow us.
I assume we're all going to go in and do some shopping?
Only if we have to. If we do, we'll need to have someone stay in the parking lot in case one of them tries to get away. I want you to stay.
I've been on this case from the start.
You, because you work for Rage in Texas. You defected, and that doesn't sit well with them. I'm sure you're on some kind of hit list. I can't take that chance. One of them might recognize you.
The odds of that happening are pretty small.
Small or not, I don't want to chance it.
All right, I'll do it. But I'm not real happy about it.
I know it seems unfair, but I'm sure Pappy will agree. Rage doesn't take kindly to those who turn on them. There's probably a bounty out on you.
All right, if you guys go win, I'll stay in the car.
Getting away from the office right now is a good move.
Yes, we're getting very bogged down here and not getting anywhere. So where is this place you're taking us to?
Well, my last holiday here, I spent some time in this market.
Market? Why a market? I mean, I can understand it might be a good place to pick up cheap souvenirs, but why this one?
This is the largest one in Baku.
I suppose it could be a nice distraction.
Actually, I'm not here for distraction. I'm here for something I noticed on my last trip.
And what is that?
I watched some guys going through items that looked old. I thought at first they were antique hunters, but it turns out they were part of a commission set up to return items stolen from the Second World War. They had a detailed list of missing items and were searching for them. Evidently, a lot of them turned up in open markets like this.
So we're in the recovery business now.
Contraband.
Contraband? What kind of contraband?
The kind that gets smuggled in from Russia. I thought if we found a vendor with a lot of Russian or Iranian produced goods, we might be able to get a lead from him. Like, where's he getting this stuff from?
And you seriously think they'd talk to us?
Maybe not us, but to someone. We need to find a trusted local to pose as someone looking to pass off these items for sale. I'm sure Alex has some confiscated items we could use as bait.
It's not a bad idea.
Okay, this is it. Let's have a bit of a butcher's.
This is quite large. It looks like you could buy anything you wanted here.
Let's see what they have, shall we?
I'm warning you now. We look like the typical tourists. The prices will be higher than what the locals get.
We're not buying anything, are we?
Not unless you see something you absolutely can't live without.
Not so sure I'd want to eat some of this food. It's just sitting in the open, flies all around.
This life takes a bit of getting used to. This is Yashil Bazaar, or the Green Bazaar. I'll also take you to the Russian Bazaar. You can buy t-shirts there for £1.
So they actually have a Russian Bazaar here.
Russian influence is very strong here. Almost 19% of imports come from Russia, while amongst nothing is exported to Russia.
Then there's a good chance we could find someone associated with the black market.
If that's the case, we need to be very cautious. Perhaps Alex may know these markets well enough to lead us to someone.
But it's like you said, sir, we would stick out like a sore thumb.
That would certainly be the case if the three of us showed up together. But if a romantic couple was shopping.
A what?
All right. Just a couple on holiday.
And nothing more.
Sure, maybe we could start arguing with each other.
Okay, now you're talking.
You two act like a couple already. It shouldn't be too hard to pull it off.
Men! They're the same on every planet. Come on, let's shop.
What do I do?
Don't ask me.
Looks like three bodies going into the market. This is our chance.
Other than photos, we've never gotten a good look at Meredith, but I'm sure I can recognize him. The big question is, will he recognize us?
How could he possibly do that?
Back in Canandaigua, when we were following those tracks through the woods, he took off on that quad.
Yeah, I remember that.
There's a good chance he was monitoring us. Maybe with binoculars.
I think that's a pretty long shot.
Hey, Scarlet.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I agree with you. There's not only a chance that Meredith will make you two, but as we discussed before, you're on Rage's wanted list. Those two with him might identify you as the deserter they're looking for.
I know. This is really frustrating. Have you heard anything from inside or around the back?
Not yet. We want the van to make its delivery and then depart.
Right, so you can make the arrest away from the market.
I'll keep you updated. For now, keep your eye on that car.
Don't worry about that. We're not going anywhere.
This is one of the most interesting stakeouts I have been on.
Oh yeah?
Absolutely. We're out here tailing a suspect wanted for desertion and possible terrorist ties. Kate is here tailing a drug run, hoping to find a couple possibly connected to a terrorist plot. And the local Leos are trying to make a drug bust.
Yeah, it's getting kind of busy. I just hope we can all stay out of each other's way.
That looks like one of the rage guys going back to the car.
You're right. What do we do if he leaves?
Let him go. Meredith is the one we're after. We can take Meredith back for federal charges. What do you do with rage?
We can say they are aiding and abetting a fugitive.
We could. But if these guys are Hongans working for rage, the doctors will get a big surprise when they perform a physical on them for their prison induction.
That's true. There are also a lot of different alien species who work for rage.
Scarlet, we just heard from our inside man. One of the three from your car just went into the back. Something's going down.
That could mean that Meredith is part of a drug trade. One of the rage drivers just exited the market and got into the car.
Yes, we saw him. He's most likely standing by in case they have to make a quick getaway. We have eyes on the back of the market, so we have them pretty well covered. We also have a team on the side street. There are two delivery bays there also.
Sounds like this place is well covered.
It is. Just sit tight. It shouldn't be long now.
Certainly hope this is Meredith. I mean, there's every indication it is.
I do too. This is the car that picked him up from the way station in the Glades. I'm pretty sure they didn't drop him off and pick up a new passenger.
Everything's speculation until it happens. And I believe something will happen soon.
Call center has cleared us to remain in this holding pattern for as long as we need. We're not in any designated airway.
Good. Maintain our pattern, speed, and altitude until further notice. Go ahead and activate autopilot.
Roger that. Activating autopilot to hold on to the radial. 1 minute turns.
Let's fire up our cameras. It looks like Joffre's on his way to a rendezvous with Gabby and Marco.
Activating infrared and telescopic camera. Sending feed to monitor one.
Scan for Joffre's tracking signal.
Scanning surface. I have the signal. Zooming in. Heat signatures indicate they're on their quads moving towards the market.
Do we have sight of the market, along with Gabby and Marco?
Stand by. Searching. Got them! They're at the south end of the market.
Mercury to Gabby.
Go for Gabby.
We have all of you on camera now. You'll be getting company soon.
Copy that. We're ready to start our search.
Good. We'll be your eyes in the sky. Mercury out.
This is like the mercenary camp on Titan 3 all over again.
You mean it's like playing a video game in God mode?
Yeah, just like then. We don't have any control on what happens in the game.
By any chance, can you still pick up the transponder signal the freighter captain planted?
Stand by. Let me open that channel. Yes. It's coming from the market.
You're kidding.
I kid you not, Captain. It's in the market. I can't locate its exact position.
We could have saved a lot of time and just searched for the transponder instead of all that bar hopping.
Given the preference, I imagine all the parties involved didn't mind the bar hopping.
I suppose you're right.
Should we tell them?
No. Right now I want them to concentrate on the task at hand.
And here come the troops.
With all of us here, we should be able to cover a lot of ground, but this is a pretty big bloody market.
With Joffre's and Sprague's height, they should be able to see each other, no problem.
You think Sprague knows Joffre?
I'm pretty sure he'd recognize him from my escape.
Well, we all know that all of them know you, and each and every one of them has a score to settle. Who are you?
Bring it. That's why we're here.
Glad to see you two made it here okay.
The only problem we had was that I wasn't able to finish me flaming beer.
What a travesty. We must right this wrong.
Well, don't worry. I will.
So how are we going to go about this? If they're here, I don't want to chance them having them get away.
No, don't worry, Joe Mac. We'll find them.
I'm a little concerned about all the other people. Zardoz and Hanukkah won't go without a fight. A lot of innocent bystanders could get hurt.
I think our best bet is to first identify them, then follow them back to their ship.
I think that all of us are known to at least one of the three we're after.
Oh, that's why we're dressed like Bedouins, or the Sand People from Star Wars.
Which war, and what are Bedouins, much less Sand People?
It's just a movie reference, and Bedouins are nomadic desert dwellers who dress like this.
But this will be a good disguise. We can wear this piece all over our faces and go incognito.
Incognito? Marco, have you been lending Jomac that Aussie dictionary again?
It'll work well for all of you. I'm not so sure about myself.
Yeah. I guess a 7-foot hooded person would stick out a bit.
You think?
Now, how do you want to do this? Should we split up?
Yes, you two take the east side and we'll head west. Everyone have their earbuds? Thumbs up. Good. If you see any of them call, we'll attempt to encircle them. Let's move out.
This is a pretty big market. We may be here all day.
I'm okay with that. I don't have anywhere to go. Maybe we can find some good bargains while we're here.
If we can find Zardoz Hanukkah and his guard, we'll have the best bargain you could imagine. That would be 3 very nice bounties.
And I'm sure the insurance company covering the Titan-bound Titer would be very happy to recover the cargo. There may be a reward for that, too.
Oh, that'd be nice. Although I wouldn't mind having a quick look through first. I'm sure the company would offer me a good deal on anything I found.
Well, we won't know any of that unless we find them, so keep a sharp lookout. Gabby, Marco, do you copy?
Yeah, I got you, Gad. Loud and clear.
I also read you loud and clear. We're not seeing much yet. We're on the far side of the market.
Copy that. We're making our way up the west side. We're going to split up. Each one of us will take an aisle.
We'll do the same.
Tam, you take the next aisle over and Jomac the one after that. Once we get to the end, we'll converge and work our way back on the next 3 aisles.
Roger that. I'm on my way. See you on the other side.
Really, Jomac? You had to say it like that.
Well then, how about I'll see you on the other end of the market?
Much better. Okay, I'm in position moving forward.
We're moving forward also. Strange, flaming looking fruits here, if anyone's interested.
Yep, no thank you. Last time I ate alien fruit, I later learned that there were parasites inside of them. Never again.
I heard that if you drink enough alcohol, it'll kill them.
Well, you should know. If that's true, then you don't have any living organisms in your body.
No fruit and no alcohol. Let's concentrate on the task at hand. We've traveled a long way to track these bounties down. I don't intend on losing them now.
I don't think there's a chance of that, Jeffra.
And why do you say that?
Because I'm looking right at that big lizard sprag now.
Could this be the end of Jaffer's quest to haul in his 3 bounties? Will Simon's crew have any luck in their market? What will happen at the Chinese fish market? Find out in the next episode, Tale of Two Markets.